Of course, the Miami Hurricanes, they are cooking, sixth ranked in the country, 6-0, coming off a great comeback win against Cal. They have answered the call every single time this year. Mario Cristobal in year three has us all believing in the U. One of the main reasons, Cam Ward, can't lie about that. Cam Ward has been absolutely fantastic. Recently, Sun Sentinel writer Adam Lichtenstein, he wrote an article where he basically just graded out Miami Hurricanes and how they're doing. So let's start off with the obvious. Adam Lichtenstein gives the quarterbacks, our quarterback, an A+. Really, you can't argue with that. Cam Ward is a Heisman candidate. He has led this team. He has just been unstoppable. This offense has one of the highest rated in the country. Yeah, you got to give him an A+. Better than advertised. Cam Ward, Washington State last year, had a good season, but the team wasn't exactly great. A lot of people wondering about him. No wonder about it. He has been absolutely great. He leads the nation in passing yards, 2,219. Passing touchdowns, 20. Passing yards per game, 369. That is 19th in completion percentage, 69.2. He is playing himself into being a first-round pick in the NFL. And what I love about Cam Ward isn't so much that he's good, which is probably my favorite thing about Cam Ward. He is a leader of this team, unquestioned leader of this team, but not just that. He's got the swag, but you talk to Mario Cristobal, and you see other people around, and they say he works harder than anyone else. And he's harder on everyone else, too. He wants perfection. They coach him hard. He likes the hard coaching. He likes getting after it. We saw in the preseason, he was with Shedeur Sanders working out. Shedeur Sanders was worn out and hot, and Shador's like, I don't live here. He's like, I don't care. I can go anywhere and play. We're going to keep going. And talks a lot of noise, but he does back it up. And you can tell, although he's swaggy and he's crazy on the field, you can tell there's a lot of hard work and effort and preparation put into his game so that he can be swaggy and awesome on the field. So A+ right there. I agree. For Cam Ward and the quarterback situation. When it comes to the running backs, actually a B- has been given. Of course, Damian Martinez coming in from Oregon State. He was over 1,000-yard rusher last year. He only has 292 yards this season. Hasn't been needed so much. Also, some of the comeback games like Virginia Tech and Cal, you have to air it out just a little bit more. Plus, you've got a Heisman Trophy candidate that is really hot right now in Cam Ward, so maybe that kind of hinders and slows the running game. I wouldn't give it so much a B- as maybe a B or a B+. I think it's been solid, and when it's been needed, it's been good. Of course, Mark Fletcher Jr. returned from a foot injury from the bowl game. He's back rushing. Jordan Lyle, he had a big breakout run the other night. He has been, for me, I think pretty darn good. Lyle's second on the team with rushing, 239 yards. He had that 91-yard run against South Florida. Lyle has 78-yard rushing grade. That is ninth in the ACC among freshmen. You got to like that you got this freshman back. You've also got Damian Martinez, who's a more experienced back, and this team just keeps running and just keeps going. I give him a B+. I like the running backs on this team. Wide receivers. Adam Lichtenstein gives them an A. I have to admit, the wide receivers seem as though, with a great quarterback, you do see a lot of better receiver play, but they've gone out there and catch passes. Y'all don't have to go any further when you say Miami receivers than Xavier Restrepo. He has been awesome. And a lot of people probably going into this season thought Xavier Restrepo, kind of a possession guy, kind of a slot guy. He is one of those guys that's playing himself into being drafted higher and higher. And Mario Cristobal tells us all the time, don't sit there and think he's a possession receiver. This guy is straight up fast, and he is a ball hawk, and he catches it. And you know, if it gets in his radius, and he's got a big radius, he's going to go out there and make that catch. Of course, he was all ACC last year. This year, he is right on the mark with that. He leads the team in receptions, 32 receptions, 585 receiving yards, and he's made some hard catches. And he has 5 touchdowns. I'm telling you, watch out. Xavier Restrepo is an animal that you have to keep an eye out. Also, Isaiah Horton, he's had a breakout year. He had some issues, you know, missed some catches last year, but he's been very good. 31 receptions, 395 yards. He is great. Jacoby George, remember? Jacoby George last year couldn't get out of his own way. Teams knew they could get under his skin. He would get personal fouls all the time. Somebody sat him down this year, maybe Cam Ward, and said, can't have that no more. Cannot be like that. Jacoby George, he has been antagonized, and I give him super credit. especially early in the season, a lot of defenders were antagonizing him, taking some swipes at him. In the past, he would have swung back. This year, just turns the other cheek, goes the other way, lives for another play. And that's been a big reason why I think, A, the offense has been better because you're not getting penalized 15 yards, but also he has been more zoned in and playing better. 290 receiving yards. He has three scores. So this wide receiver's room, I'm giving him an A. It helps a little bit, once again. Cam Ward helps your grades a little bit. He's kind of like a cheat code. When you got a quarterback, that's an A+. But give him credit. They're catching the passes. They're even making hard catches, and they're getting it going. So I do like the wide receivers, the tight ends. It is tight end U here at the U. They get an A grade, which I agree in. Elijah Arroyo, I think he's going to score every game. Every time I see him out on the field, I'm like, that guy is a weapon. Very, very good wide receiver for Cam Ward. He's just outstanding. He has 286 receiving yards, second on the team, four touchdown catches. Like I said, every time I see him out there, I'm like, he's going to get some catches. He's going to get some touchdowns. It just seems like he's a living, breathing, walking touchdown. He's also doing some blocking. He's a solid blocker. And you know, Mario Cristobal, he wants that. He wants to beat you in the trenches because he knows that's where things go. Of course, what can you say about Cam McCormick? He caught the first touchdown of the year. He's in his ninth year in college. He's got tons of experience. Happy to have him. And of course, Riley Williams making some catches. And Elijah Lofton, he's been good on the field. Eight catches. That's a freshman, by the way. Another freshman on the team. Eight catches, 133 yards, and a score. So doing a little blocking, doing a little catching. Tight ends, once again, it's tight end. You got to go with an A. Offensive line, giving a B. I don't know. I've been very happy with the offensive line. Of course, you got Francis Maunoa. He is absolutely wonderful. Five-star coming out of high school. This is his second year. He has lived up to all the hype that we thought about him as a lineman. It just seems like he's always in front of his man, controlling the line. He has not allowed a sack all season. Makes you very happy. New center, Zach Carpenter. We're a little worried. Matt Lee left last year after graduating, hoping the best in his future endeavors. But Zach Carpenter stepped up. He's done a great job. Of course, they're going to be tested against Louisville next week, but I think they're ready and able to step up. Offensive line of B, I'll sit with the B. I like the way they're playing, but, you know, always room for improvement. It's got to be tough to be an offensive lineman because it's very thankless, and the only time people notice you is when you do something wrong and get beat. So offensive line, we'll give you a B. There's plenty of room to get better, but we know how good you are. You are pretty darn good, and that's one of Mario Cristobal's focuses, getting this offensive line, this team in the trenches, good to go. So we got to talk about the other trenches, the defensive line. Adam Lichtenstein gives them an A. Pretty good. Yeah, I think they've been an A-minus maybe. They've had some of their moments, but these lines always are going to have some of their moments. I think they would be higher graded if Reuben Bain would have played more. It was really scary when Reuben Bain barely played in the first game against Florida, had the injury. It looked like they kind of took their time. They didn't want to rush him back. Nothing wrong with that. Make sure you're 100% healthy. Having him back on that defensive line gives me hope that, look, in the future, this line will be more solidified when they've got Bain back there. He is just a monster. Absolutely love it. Of course, the main starting four linemen, Elijah Alston, Tyler Barron, Simeon Barrow Jr., transfer from Michigan State, and Akeem Mesdor have all been good. They've been good. And, you know, you had Tyler Barron transfer from Tennessee. He leads the team with 7.5 tackles for loss, 4.5 sacks. That's what you want. 20 quarterback pressures, tied for fifth in the ACC. He's been in the backfield. He's been getting after people. Told you, Simeon Barrow, he has been a great defensive interior lineman. 17 tackles, 4.5 tackles for loss, 3.5 sacks. Seems like some games he is just all over the place. And once again, things probably get even better when you get Reuben Bain back. Linebackers, get a B+. Yeah, I mean, they've been good. You can't, Wesley Bassaint, you can't knock what he has done. 27 tackles. He has been all over the field. He has made some huge hits. Gotta love every time you see Wesley Bassaint in the screen because you know that means the U making some big plays. Of course, he had that big interception too. Very happy about that. Cornerbacks, a C+. Cornerbacks, you know, win some, you lose some. That's all you can really, really hope for. They've been the best they can be. There's been some spotty moments, but then again, that's it. And as the season goes on, there's more and more tape, and receivers and quarterbacks get more and more on the same page. So, I'll be all right with them. Safeties get a B-, you know, one of those things you can grade it where you want to be. As long as it's not absolutely terrible, Mish Powell has been good. He's helped out after he transferred in. But for the most part, you know, I think it's one of those things, as long as you're not getting terribly graded at secondary, I think you're pretty darn good. And special teams have been a B+. Of course, you know, you got Andres Borregales. He's 7 for 8 on the field goals. He missed one kick over 40 yards, but he's drained a 56-yarder this year. He's always going to be solid. Those Borregales guys are always good, always interesting, and always fun. Kick returning's been okay. Can't say anything too great about that. And overall, the coaching, give them an A-. Yeah, I'll go with A-, because if you give them an A, definitely not an A+, even though they've answered the call all year long. It seems like Mario Cristobal, he's got some continuity. We've got defensive coordinator, offensive coordinator back. He's got his guys, quote-unquote, in here. He's got the good mix of highly touted freshmen, but also some transfer portal guys. And he's got a good mix of youth and age, but the thing is, the talent wave continues to flow in. And for the people that say it's not the talent that you get, it's that you coach them up. Okay, there's no correlation between Georgia and Alabama always being good and always having one of the top recruiting classes. Yes. And for those that want to say Mario Cristobal, he's just a recruiter, not so much. Has he had in-game issues? Of course, but that's why you have a staff. That's why you have your team. That's why you put together the best team of coaches, just like you try to put together the best team on the field. Coaching this year has been good. I don't want to hear, well, we barely beat Virginia Tech. We had to come back against Cal. Those are ACC games. One of them out on the West Coast late at night. You still came back. You still won. Virginia Tech, first ACC game of the season at home on a Friday night. You answered the call. That's all you ask of your team. They don't give away national championships to teams just because they're pretty. They give them away because they win. And I was part of an LSU. I wasn't part of the team, but the year LSU won it with Les Miles as a coach. Absolutely ugly season for everyone. LSU had an ugly season, but they won the national championship. And guess what? No one can take that away from you. So hopefully, Hurricanes just keep onward and upward. I believe in Mario Cristobal. Definitely believe in Cam Ward and the guys. Cannot wait for 1 week from now. They're going to be up in Kentucky playing Louisville. And it's going to be right here on 560 WQAM. Can Cam Ward continue to keep it going against, once again, a Louisville team that started the season very highly ranked? They fell to SMU last week. They've had a couple of issues, but don't let that fool you. Just because we're number 6 in the nation, Louisville going to probably give us all we can handle. But I think Mario Cristobal and those guys are up for it.